My name is Katsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Kenneth E. Gardiner, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, middle initial E, last name G-A-R-D-N-E-R. This patient was seen on November 9th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process, period. However, possible obstructive uropathy may play a role due to the patient's complaints of nocturia about 4 to 5 times a night, as well as noted pyuria in the urinary sediment, period. Cardiorenal syndrome secondary to atrial fibrillation, CHF, and cardiomyopathy, status post-AICD may also play a role, period. The most recent kidney functions have remained stable with a BUN of 31 from 29, creatinine of 1.8 from 1.7, and AGFR of 37 from 40 on the most recent labs. As previously stated, there is evidence of pyuria. However, the patient denies any urinary symptoms other than nocturia, period. There is also evidence of insignificant selective and non-selective proteinuria. Semicolon, the urine albumin to creatinine ratio is 95 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 247 milligrams, period. This proteinuria could be related to the pyuria, so we will continue to monitor. He is euvolemic at this time. However, he has gained about 10 pounds since the last visit with today's weight of 232 pounds. Period. We encourage him to lose weight by increasing his physical activity, as well as consuming a diet rich in plant-based foods. And limiting rich in plant-based foods and limiting processed foods, period. Per the patient, due to his back pain, occasional back pain, he is unable to increases his physical activity as much as he would like to. However, he has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Kimber, K-I-M-B-E-R, in the next few months for a potential procedure to alleviate the back pain. Period. Next line. Arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 158 over 98. Arterial hypertension with blood pressure reading of 158 over 98. Period. The blood pressure is a little elevated today. However, the patient states it is usually stable at home. We encourage him to monitor his blood pressure at home and to report any significant increase, period. He is followed by doctor, by his cardiologist for management of his blood pressure and cardiac condition, period. He is euvolemic. Next line, hyperlipidemia. With stable lipid panel, we encourage him to continue consumption of low simple carb. Fat and cholesterol in the diet. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, BPH status post TURP, CURP in 2019. For the patient, he has not seen a urologist since he had the TURP procedure, period. Due to his complaints of nocturia, we will order a post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule out incomplete bladder emptying or obstructive uropathy, period. We advise the patient to limit his fluid intake of at least a couple of hours prior to his bedtime to prevent nocturia, period. Next line, osteoarthritis / DJD. We recommend avoidance of NSAIDs, NSAIDs, to prevent deterioration of the kidney function. Period. Next line. CHF / AFib / cardiac dysrhythmias. He is status post AICD placement in 2020. Period. The most recent echocardiogram of March 2022 revealed an EF of 30 to 35%. He is followed by his cardiologist for management of his cardiac conditions. Period. He states he was recently seen by his cardiologist for clearance for the pending intervention for his back, in which everything was stable. Period. Next line. The patient is not a diabetic. His A1C is 5.5%. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 10 weeks with lab work and ultrasound results. Thank you.